The Great Recession hit the industrial Midwest especially hard, and that's where we're going next as we continue our series on hard times. Today, NPR's David Shaper takes us to one small Midwestern city where local leaders hope the hardest times are behind them, Granite City, Illinois.
Sitting across the Mississippi River from St. Louis, Missouri, Granite City, Illinois has certainly seen better days. Downtown, there are more boarded up and empty storefronts and vacant lots than there are businesses. Granite City's population in last year's census dipped under 30,000, down from a peak of over 40,000 in the 1970s. And many people here say good-paying jobs are hard to find.
People are struggling.
49-year-old Tammy Scaff is sitting at a computer in Granite City's downtown library. Right now, Scaff says she's working part-time at Kmart and part-time as a home care aide to the elderly, jobs that pay about minimum wage, and she's looking for a third.
The economy is not good. It's not good at all. Several of us have had to have two or more jobs. A lot of people are having to use the food pantries or get help through the government and stuff.
Unemployment in Granite City is 9.5%, quite a bit higher than the rest of the St. Louis region. And the backbone of Granite City's economy is steel.
It's a hard-working town, and they are totally reliant on the steel mills.
Dan Simmons is president of United Steelworkers Local 1899, which represents workers at the U.S. Steel plant here, which in its heyday in the 1970s as Granite City Steel employed more than 4,000. Randy Virgin is another local 1899 official.
It is the absolute heart of this city, of this community. You know, when this plant was idled for the first time in its history, it's a 130-year history.
Virgin is talking about late 2008 and into 2009, when U.S. Steel temporarily shut down the mill and laid off almost everyone.
I mean, it was amazing the change that you saw take place within the community. I mean, you know, the restaurant across the street here was empty. The Walgreens on the corner was, you know, there was no customers inside.
U.S. Steel reopened in mid-2009 and now employs 2,200 workers. And Virgin says he believes the steel mill's jobs are here to stay, as the company has invested in upgrading the plant.
Its future is probably more secure now than it's been in a long time. And these are good-paying jobs.
Wages at U.S. Steel start at around $20 and top out around $30 an hour. And in a sign of the hard economic times, the union officials say they're seeing more college graduates apply for work at the steel mill. But it is still hot, dirty, difficult, and dangerous work.
When I first walked in, it looked like Dante's Infernal Paradise Lost. You saw the steam rolling through in this orange glow, and I thought, what have I done?
Brenda Whitaker worked on that steel mill floor for 15 years. Now she's across the railroad tracks in a place she calls a world away.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. There's just going to be two of us.
Going to be just two.
Uh-huh.
In this hard scrabble, cold steel town, the 49-year-old Whitaker opened her own cute, quaint little lunch restaurant called the Garden Gate Tea Room. And what did the guys back at the mill think?
Oh my gosh, they looked at me like I was crazy when I first opened this. Because right in the heart of an industrial community, you have this little oasis. In the springtime, we have the most beautiful garden, and we have alfresco dining, and people set out, and it's just, you know, just you close your eyes for a minute, and you know, you've forget where you are. And then all of a sudden you hear the roar of a truck coming by and a big piece of steel on it, and you realize you're back in Granite.
Whitaker was a pioneer in taking a chance to open a new business downtown when others were leaving. She's now on the city council, working to broaden Granite City's economic base and bring in more small businesses like hers.
I think we have always been defined solely as a mill town. I think we have seen, especially with when the mill laid off, that we have to diversify.
Whitaker says Granite City can no longer depend solely on steel, but it's still a critical element of the town's economy. And she acknowledges that that presents a challenge in attracting newcomers, as too many people still see Granite City, Illinois, only as a dirty steel town. David Shaper, NPR News.